Hello, this is Curtis Cooperman. Welcome back to the Venus Tesla Connection. Our website is hello-earth or hello-earth.com. And today is Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. This is our number 4 with Nikola Tesla as the star of the podcast or of this podcast. I wish Tesla himself was here or I could get him on Skype or have him communicate with us, but we'll have to do this after he passed away. But he was here with us on this planet, and he brought us wonderful things, many, many wonderful things. And back in 1891 or 1890, he broke oxygen in half with a spark of electricity. And I thought that's where we could start today. We could talk about this violet color, this different type of electricity that Tesla gave us for our health, for us. But I don't have it on my hello-earth.com site yet. It's still on my other site. So you can go to Bing.com and do a search for these four words, Tesla Electricity for Health. And there's 34 million results with my website being number one. And it says, hello, earth.info, the Saturn Earth connection. So you click on that, and it takes you to Electricity for Health, and I'm going to be naming it or renaming it. I'm going to be renaming it for my Tesla site, Tesla Electricity for Health. And it starts out with a beautiful image of lightning striking the earth. And you can see it striking the earth at the bottom of the photograph. But this Electricity for Health, there's just so much in here, or so much to say. So I broke it down into a few categories of Electricity for Health, and Oxygen and Otto Warburg, and Oxygen and Ozone in Water, and Water Ozone Generator, and the National Institute of Health. But this first piece really, I'm trying to express the different color of electricity this is. It starts off with lightning hitting the ground, and you can see this huge burst of energy hitting the ground, very bright, and on either sides of the image you see this violet color electricity. And that is the theme of what I'm trying to say here about what Tesla brought us. So he made this thing called a Tesla coil. And I hope to be doing an interview with a fellow in this area who is making a coil. And let's see if he can come on and do a podcast with us sometime in the future. But I have it says, listen to Curtis, that's me, introduced Nikola Tesla, and this is way back in 2009, so I made that audio file my first hour. And Ozone and the Politics of Medicine. Well, this is a Jeffrey Rogers film, and I spoke to him personally and asked him for his permission to put these 9 audio clips on my website. And he said, well, how long are they? And I said, well, they're just seconds long. But 60 seconds, 51 seconds, 152 seconds. Well, you add them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You add them up and it comes to about 20 minutes of his video. But it is, he won Best Informative Documentary in 1994 at the Atlanta Film Festival. And he also won a silver for the Columbus International Film Festival. But It's very good, and you can click on all these audio files and listen to them. There's Ozone is Applied in Various Ways, Dr. Otto Warburg, Sterilized Blood, Medical Reports, Dr. Robert Atkins, MD, and I'm just a regular individual. And I became severely ill, had fever for a year, and Sarah goes to Tijuana, Mexico for treatment, and my T cells were down to 30. Well, thanks to our President Donald Trump, one of the many things he did for us was he gave us the Right to Try Act, and instead of this Sarah goes to Tijuana, Mexico for treatment, well, Tijuana is just right over the border, but first you have to get to San Diego to get there. And now you don't have to go to Tijuana to get ozone treatment. It's done in the state of New Jersey, and it's done in the state of Washington, and it's done in many other states. Maybe not many, but let's say 7 or 5 states. But as of the Right to Try Act that Trump brought in this year, and when I say that to people, people look at me like with that glassy-eyed stare in their eye because they don't listen to Infowars.com, Alex Jones. You hear some other news beside mainstream media news run by George Soros and the Gulf State or the Illuminati or any way you want to call it, Bilderberg Group. But I thought I'd start off by talking about this violet ray and this color, this electric color, this different kind of electricity. And I have some old brochures in here from this company, Renew Life. Now, there's several companies making these pieces of equipment back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Well, they got rid of them in the 50s. They were taken out of doctor's offices. But maybe because this is audio, I could just... In the 1920s, notice what was written about ozone. And Renew Life is the company name. They're no longer in business, but you can find them on eBay. You can still find these machines, and they range anywhere from $100 to $300. Don't buy it for $300. Just keep looking, and you'll see one lower than that. I paid $325 for my first one, which I still use. I cleaned the contacts and made it work nice, and I have several of these machines. But Renew Life High Frequency Violet Ray Current as an Aid to Health, it says. Poor circulation of the blood is the basic cause of many human ills. It is common knowledge that to increase the circulation is to tone up the whole system. Renew Life High Frequency Violet Ray treatments do directly increase the circulation as well as increase the oxygenation of the blood, which is true. It actually doesn't increase the oxygenation of the blood. It just breaks the oxygen in half in the blood, and those single atoms clean the blood, which in a sense increases the oxygenation of the blood. But Renew Life treatment also have brought quick relief to thousands of sufferers from nervous disorders and from skin infections by means of simple, easy home treatments with a Renew Life high frequency violet ray generators. See the last three pages in this booklet for description of various models. The manufacturer does not consider or intend that this instrument will supplement the family physician in your household. That's page 2. Now page 3. Well, I don't know what happened to page 3. Oh, page 3 is just a drawing of health. Page 4, for rheumatism. And just two short paragraphs. In hundreds upon hundreds of instances, as proven by letters in our files, Renew Life high-frequency violet ray treatments have brought quick relief to sufferers from rheumatism. Such treatments soothe and ease the nerves and very frequently bring complete and permanent relief. This one's titled A Great Beauty Aid and shows a woman sitting in front of her beauty mirror with it on her face, on her cheek. Beauty parlors throughout the United States are using Renew Life generators for massage to remove moles and aid in eliminating blackheads, for generally increasing the circulation. Fine also for scalp treatments. With Renew Life generator in your home, you can use it daily to produce the boom of perfect health. And Renew Life is R-E-N-U-L-I-F-E. Page 6. For bronchial disorders. Now, this is a woman holding a small circular mask up to her face and with a hose coming out of it. And this is only in Model R. The Renew Life Model R generators also contains a built-in ozone generator for use in the relief of asthma, hay fever, colds, catarrh, I'm not pronouncing that right, C-A-T-A-R-R-H, Qatar, bronchial and pulmonary disorders. Ozone is a powerful and effective germicide and is very helpful in relieving inflammation of the membrane. And the reason I'm reading all this to you is because this is where it came from. It came from Nikola Tesla. Like, I just asked this fella I met the other day, it was Sunday, have you heard of Nikola Tesla? And he looks at me with that, no, never did. Well, that's because of our education system kept him out of it, and it's about my age, I'm in my early 70s, 71. For neurosis is one of the most baffling of modern ills. Seems to yield very quickly to Renew Life high-frequency violet ray treatments. In fact, Renew Life high-frequency violet ray treatments seem to be particularly beneficial to the nervous system, bringing soothing, comfort, and relief from pain. Why is this kept a secret from us? So they have Model R, that's the doctor's unit. I have, I don't know, 5 or 6 of those units. Model K, I've had some of the Model K. I've given them away, given them to friends. Model M, I want to give my Model M to a friend, and I can't seem to find my Model M. Model X, I don't have one of those. But back when these sold, the Model R sold for $75. The Model K was $30 each. The Model M was $45. And then another brochure that they have, that I got these brochures when I bought these old machines. Some of them came with the brochures right in them. But High Frequency Violet Ray Simply Explained. One paragraph. High frequency electric current has an entirely different effect on the human body than the crude, shocking results produced by ordinary current. There is no shock, pain, or muscular contraction from Renew Life application. This is due to the change which has been made in the current by conducting it through a series of coils and other units which make up the Renew Life generator. Ordinary lighting current is transformed, and when applied to the human body, are insensible to the electric waves because of their enormous rapidity of movement. The effect is pleasant and painless, yet penetrating and effective. Well, when someone has never done this before, and I touch that glass applicator to their skin, there appears a very small spark, let's say an eighth of an inch high, before it touches their skin. And of course, they jump. And after they jump, the jump is over because they don't feel anything. Oh, I see. And I can lift it off their skin again and get it to shock. And, oh, it may get them to jump a little bit, but it doesn't really hurt. They can feel it, but it doesn't hurt. It really has no real pain. I mean, you can feel it, but it's, my friend who had Poison Ivy came up here, and Poison Ivy was driving her crazy, and she had these little dots of Poison Ivy on her, and I put the violet ray generator on those dots, and she said instantly it was, like, gone. But the beneficial effects, here's a little paragraph. From the writings of this well-known authority, Noble M. Eberhardt, M.D., Ph., D.D.C.L., increased oxidation and local nutrition, increased blood supply to a given area. Strong sparks are caustic. Increased secretions, locally germicidal, increased elimination of waste products, increase oxygenation, with the result benefit of more or less ozone being inhaled by the patient and also probably carried directly into the tissues. Stimulates or soothes according to length of character of application. Sparks to spine increase artificial tension, promotes absorption of plastic extrudates or adhesions. These effects of vacuum tube applications, while essentially local, are not absolutely so. The current traverses the body in all directions from point of entry, but is most intense and pronounced at the latter point. Yes, this goes throughout the body. I said before how I touched someone's ankle. I had this on their forearm, moved it back and forth on their forearm. That's how I introduced this to someone. Oh, let me put this on your arm. I put it on my arm. Put it on our cats. That makes them jump, but it's good for them, but they don't understand. I can't explain it to them. They see that spark and, oh boy, all those claws and four legs, they're out of there. But you put it on someone's forearm and I rub it back and forth, oh, 5-10 seconds. Then I take it off and I say, smell your arm. I've probably said this before. They smell their arm, and what do they smell? They smell ozone, and that's ozone on the outside of their body. But there's all that ozone on the inside of their body. And when I have it on their forearm, I've said this before, I go down and just touch their ankle, just barely touch their skin. Ooh, I felt that, they said. And it lets them know that this electricity is going throughout their body, but it's most intense where the applicator is applied. Now, there's new ozone generators on the market. And the old ones are good, but they have to have good electrical contacts. They need to be cleaned. Maybe someone who, let's say you buy it and it says, I was afraid to plug it in. I don't even want to try to plug it in. Well, that's a clue they never plugged it in, and it doesn't work. So they're not going to tell you it doesn't work. They're just going to say they were afraid to plug it in. Now, other ones, they plugged it in, they showed it working. Well, that's a good one to purchase. And if the unit wasn't overheated in its life, let's say in the 20s, 30s, or 40s, it was never overheated, well, then the handle, the interior of the handle didn't melt, and you can take it apart and clean the contacts. But some of mine were overheated, and they got melted, and, you know, it's just an investment I made, and I'm just trying to get a good one out of the ones I buy. But I purchased these 10 or more years ago, and I don't know what they are on eBay right now, but you can find Renew Life. But let me read this. Health, your most precious asset. Boy, I'll tell you, health is the most important thing. It's the most important thing you have. And breathing is the most important thing you can do. And get that oxygen in your blood. But this reads, this is short, to say health is precious may seem an overestimate of its value to those who have never felt its lack. But once lose health, and it becomes the most precious thing in life. Fortunately for us, we have today modern science, and we can look for relief from our greatest suffering. Nature itself welcomes, appreciates, and responds quickly to any intellect aid extended. We believe that nearly any person's... Now get this paragraph. These are only four lines. We believe that nearly any person suffering from any ailment for which Renew Life Violet Ray Generator treatment is recommended is entirely justified in expecting relief and beneficial results from their use. They render simple, safe, and effective aid to the forces of nature. Renew Life. The action of Renew Life High Frequency is systematic as well as local, and therefore is considered beneficial in a wide range of diseases. Stimulating. Renew Life Violet Ray invigorates the body, purifies the blood, and destroys poisons and diseased tissue, eliminates congestion. And here's what Renew Life is recommended for. Asthma, baldness, bronchitis, cathara, circulatory disorders, colds, dandruff, deafness, ECXEMA, enlarged prostate, facial neuralgia, GOITRE, GOTRE, gout, hay fever, infinite paralysis, influenza, nervous afflictions, neurologia, neurosis, paralysis, rheumatism, scantia, skin diseases, and many other ailments. And at the bottom of this little brochure, it says, the Renew Life Violet Ray Generator is so desired that anyone may take treatments in the privacy of their own home for any of the disorders shown above with the aid of our physician's directions prepared by Noble M. Amherst, MD. It is absolutely harmless and may be used on the most delicate invalid or child without the least fear of injury. There is no shock or muscular contraction. The electricity flows into the body without pain or disagreeable feelings. And the last line, the manufacturer does not consider or intend that this instrument will supplement the family physician in your household. And, my violet ray generator has a unique sound when you turn it on. And, I have an R machine, and it's good for warts. And I just noticed I have a little, I said, what's this thing coming out of my thumb? And, it's been there for about 2 or 3 weeks now, and now it's big enough where I go, oh, it looks like it's a wart right on the side of my thumbnail. Well, I don't have to go to a doctor. I have the violet ray generator, and this morning I was going to pull out that the one applicator that is the only applicator that causes pain. It has a little wire at the end. It's a glass tube, and at the end of the glass tube is a little wire, and it hits that wire, goes through the glass tube, and comes out that little wire like a lightning bolt. Okay, the lightning bolt is only, it doesn't really come out of the wire until it gets close to your skin. And then it will come out of the wire, not a half an inch. I'll say a quarter inch is the furthest. But that's when you turn it up pretty far, a quarter inch. But you don't have to turn it up that far. Just turn it up a little bit and have that spark come down to the wart. And that spark goes right down to the apex and kills it. And, my one story is about Rick. He brought his daughter here one time. Actually, it was the only time I ever saw his daughter. How old was she? She was, she may have been 14. She may have been 9. This is when I first got the violet ray generator. And I was telling it gets rid of warts. Well, she had a wart on her toe that she wanted. Oh, you can do my toe. So I looked at her toe, and it was on the bottom of her toe, the part of her toe that she walks on. And it was her little toe. And I go, oh, great. Well, I'm glad it's on the bottom because that's tough skin and you're not even going to feel this. And at the time, I thought, well, let me do this for 10 seconds. And let me do it like once a week. And within a month, it should be gone. Well, she was only here once, and I only did it once, and I did it for like 10 seconds, and it didn't really hurt her because it was the bottom of her toe, bottom of her foot. But anyway, so her father said in about a month or so, it was gone. It just fell off. So that's great, and that's how I learned. I just kept doing it on whoever, my neighbor up the road. She came to the door one time and she goes, oh, and she had these sores in her mouth. And I go, well, I've never set it on internal because my R machine had internal and external. Internal was a little softer. I go, well, I've never done anything internal at the time, so here's the applicator, put it in your hand, here's a mirror to look at, and here, turn it up as much as you want, and do it to yourself. So she put it in her mouth, and oh, it feels good, and she just turned it up and up and up, and she loved it, and they were gone in like no time. And then another neighbor who knows about my violet ray generators. Well, she came back from, actually she was, well, one day I said, boy, I haven't seen Colleen for a long time. Haven't even heard from her. That's unusual. I think I'll write to her. So I wrote her a little note. Hey, Colleen, haven't seen you. Where have you been? And she goes, oh, I just came back from Detroit and I got some kind of infection in my mouth. I don't know what it is. But by the time I got home, driving home, it, you know, like a day and a half drive, or a long day drive, by the time I got home, I couldn't talk or eat for a week. Oh my gosh, come on over. So she came over, and I made her some ozone water, and I said, here, just swish this around your mouth. Well, her mouth was so sore she couldn't swish, but just put it in your mouth and just kind of shake your head a little bit or whatever, and keep it in there as long as you can. And she kept it in there for a little while, not very long. And when she spit it out, she goes, about 5 or 10 minutes later, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. So she had that was an introduction to ozone. So she and her husband recognize that there's something there, but it's kept from us. All this knowledge is kept from us. Well, thanks to Donald Trump and the Right to Try Act, that's going to open up things where people don't have to go to other countries to try other, I don't want to say ozone is medicine, but ozone is a treatment. It's oxygen. It's the most important thing to our body. It's number one over water, and number one over water or food. It can last about 3 minutes without oxygen, and you'll really be in trouble in 3 minutes, or 30 days without food, or 3 days without water. So don't test me out on that, but it stands to reason that we could probably last about 30 days without food. But oxygen is the most important thing to our bodies. And when you go to a hospital, oxygen may be put in your nose, but they don't use ozone on you. They don't give you ozone water to drink. They don't use a violet ray generator. They were taken away from doctors in the early 50s. And if the doctors didn't remove them from their office premises, their license were going to be revoked. So they had time to get them out of the office and do Bayer aspirin, Carter's little liver pills. The Food and Drug Administration was born, or the pharmaceutical industry was born, or took over. And let's get rid of oxygen because there's no money in oxygen. Now, I have silver pulsers, or pulsers that they give this spark. Let's say you go to Sears and Roebuck, or you go buy a charcoal, your charcoal broil starter or something. You want to start your charcoal grill. Well, there's a little device you can get with a spark. It doesn't really have it just produces a spark. Well, you can take that apart and put that spark in your body. And some people call them zappers, but you can just zap yourself with that, and that's good for you. But anyway, just so much to say about this. But so getting back to my website on electricity for health. So I would like to once again handle or help to sponsor this water ozonator that from this company out in Canada, that we used to buy them and sell them, and then later on we didn't even have to purchase them and put them in stock, that I could just recommend them to people, and they would send me a commission check, which was really nice because it helped. It helped. But now they got afraid. This is years ago. This is, I'll say 4 years ago. They got afraid of colleagues or people put in jail because they were breaking oxygen in half, like the way lightning does, or a spark. Do you remember going to a amusement ride, and they had those bumper cars where you get in a bumper car and it's got that pole up to the ceiling and it's got that metal contact, and boy, you smelled ozone in that place. And it was always it was never in like an enclosed area. Bumper cars, you had to have a lot of vents because you'll choke from the ozone. Hey, that ozone's good for you, but you got to get used to that huge amount of ozone. But even in that open area where the bumper cars were, everything was sparking above and produced a lot of ozone. Well, I'm sure whoever worked that amusement ride, they never got sick. Or electric welders, they have ozone around there. Or intersection of cities where they have trolley cars and with that electric wire above, and when they go through an intersection, beep beep, the electrical contact kind of jumps a little bit, creates a spark, and you can smell ozone around intersections. Or you smell ozone around thunderstorms. And in my electricity for health, in my lightning, what is it called? It's called, my gosh, I don't even remember. It's my first one in my Tesla. Secret of Lightning. Well, in the Secret of Lightning, you're going to see ozone in there. And this whole thing is about electricity with Tesla. The Venus-Tesla connection is all about electricity. I had to start with lightning because a lot of ozone's produced with lightning. The plants all love it after a thunderstorm. They kind of perk up, and people perk up, and not realizing why, but that's why. And in my Secret of Lightning, I have some photographs in there. You can see the violet color from the lightning. And it's just great. So this lightning in a box, when we make ozone, now another form of ozone is homozone that I'll talk about some other time. But we used to drink a lot of ozone water, and that was the best way to get ozone in us. At the time, I thought it was very easy to get ozone in us. We would ozone our pure water that I distill. I have a distiller. My distiller's running right now. Hardly makes my electric bill change. I'm surprised it runs for 5 hours, and I run it almost every day because we go through a lot of water. We drink water. If we make rice, we'll make it with ozone, with our pure water. But we would drink ozone water, bubble ozone through water for 5 minutes, and then drink it down. I have a photograph of Marcy in here pouring ozone water into a glass. But I need to get back with that company in Canada and tell them about what Trump had to present. And the fear of getting in trouble breaking oxygen in half is hopefully coming to a close. But I wanted to say, if you go to a hospital, they're not going to be making ozone to give you, but if you have a zapper, you could go to their gift store at the hospital and buy a 9-volt battery, and with that 9-volt battery you could help that patient or a friend of yours up in whatever room they're in, help them. But there's no money for hospitals making ozone, so since there's no money in it, they'll go out of business. And can't have them go out of business because you may fall off something, a ladder, break a bone, and you need that hospital for bones and things. But you have to take care of yourself. And these hospitals are only going by what they can do. And ozone is not on the list yet, but This is 2018, and if they don't get rid of this president and they keep this Right to Try Act and all these other wonderful things that he's brought, I said to this fella, hey, you're flying in a plane and you see all these people going to the front and disturbing the captain of the ship or the president of the country. Leave the captain alone. Let the pilot fly the plane. Don't disturb the pilot. You disturb the pilot, we'll all die. So why disturb our president? He's doing a wonderful job, and America's coming back, and finally America's in the White House. You want to hear the real news? Listen to Alex Jones, read the Drudge Report, and hopefully they won't be taken off, banned, and now you only get the news and the information from the globalists or the Illuminati or the deep state or whatever you want to call them. Then we could turn into North Korea, because they will take over. And during the American Revolution, only 3% of the people in this country, on this great land, went to fight the British to keep our independence. We have the Declaration of Independence that we signed July the 4th, 1776. But there were wars or battles fought after that to keep that alive. And I'm 15 miles north of where George Washington crossed the Delaware and where he had that Battle of Trenton on Christmas Day that he won very easily. Actually, it was a simple battle. There was hardly a gunfire. But even though he was later than he wanted to be, he still won the battle. But there were two battles lost after that George Washington lost. And we nearly lost liberty that day, or those two battles. One is Brandywine, and I got to look in my history book to know what the other one was. I can't think what the other battle was. But there were two battles lost. And when were they lost? September the 11th. So, we'll get to that sometime. But right now we're talking about this violet color. So, electricity for health. Then I have these other four categories that I'm going to move over onto my Venus Tesla Connection site. But for now, you can find it by looking on the web. And Dr. Otto Warburg. Well, he won a Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1931. And he won a second Nobel Prize in 1944. And there was another Nobel. He was nominated for a third prize, but he never got that prize. But Marcy, my wife Marcy, she loves the way I said this. Dr. Otto Warburg, awarded for his discovery of what causes cancer cells. And the controllers found that there was no money in it, so Warburg and his discoveries had to go. And on my website, there's this image of Otto Warburg appears very high in things that are looked at, but it's someone else's website. I can't think of what the name is, and I don't have it in front of me, I'm sorry to say. But that website links to my website, my photograph. So every time somebody goes to cancer, I think it's called cancermom.com. I think that's what it's called, cancermom.com. And the image of Dr. Otto Warburg is off my website. And every time somebody clicks on that, it appears on my site statistics. So Dr. Otto Warburg, and I have a rundown of who he is, and it's in orange. The cancer. Otto Warburg discovered the main biochemical cause of cancer, or the difference between cancer cell from a healthy cell. His discovery awarded Otto Warburg the Nobel Prize in 1933. And cancer has only one prime cause. It is the replacement of normal oxygen respiration of the cells, of the body cells, with an anaerobic oxygen deficient cell respiration. So in other words, when your cells can't get oxygen, they die. And those dead cells, that's cancer. It's as simple as that. When you say, ask someone, oh, cancer, cancer. Ask them, well, what is cancer? And they look at you with those glass, with their eyes just like glass right over. Because that's what Otto Warburg said, Dr. Warburg. I'll read more of this. Cancer metabolizes much differently than normal cells. Normal cells need oxygen. Cancer cells despise oxygen. Cancer metabolizes through the process of fermentation. The metabolism of cancer is approximately 8 times greater than the metabolism of normal cells. The only place in your body where there is no oxygen is the cancer site. There you go. So simple. Otto Warburg. Cancer lives in a low oxygen environment like most bacteria. Every time Otto Warburg lowered the oxygen level by 35% in a healthy cell, it became cancerous. Based on his work, he proposed the use of vitamin E as a possible curb to the incident of cancer. Since vitamin E reduces the cell's need for oxygen is a good point, but why not also increase the oxygen level in a healthy cell? And Warburg found that the presence of increased oxygen, Warburg found that the presence of increased amounts of oxygen inhibits the spread of cancer cells and will eventually cause them to die. So it's as simple sometimes as breathing. Just keep breathing. Don't let the automatic part of your brain breathe. Make sure you're breathing. When you sleep, there's an 8-hour, 7, 8, 9-hour window where you're going to be breathing when you're not going to be aware of your breathing or your position. Now, there's such a thing as positional asphyxiation. I asked this woman I knew about my friend dying, and I asked her, I said, what was Jason's mouth? What was the position of his mouth when you found him dead? And she showed me. Like she put her hand against her mouth and she showed me as though his head was twisted. I mean, we're not birds. We can't swing our head all the way around. You like to sleep on your stomach. You can't swing your head all the way around so you can breathe properly. And breathing is the most important thing for your blood and for your body. You've got to have oxygen in your body, so you've got to breathe. So make sure when you fall asleep, you're not, like I go down to make sure Marcy, she falls asleep, and I don't want her head all propped up like on pillows. No, you want to have your head back. If I try and sleep on my stomach, I prop a pillow up on one side, so my whole body is like a little bit at an angle. That way my head doesn't have to be so 90 degree at an angle to breathe. And so far so good. I'm 71. And so positional asphyxiation has killed a lot of people. And they say, oh, he had a heart attack in his sleep. Heart attack? That means his heart didn't get enough oxygen. His heart is going, come on, come on, come on, come on, where's the oxygen? Well, then they label it heart attack. You need oxygen in your body. And you can get oxygen through your skin, get oxygen through your nose, through your mouth, into your lungs. You got to get that tidal air out of your lungs and get oxygen in your lungs. And you got to live someplace where you have oxygen outside. You can't live in an oxygen-deprived environment like Joan. Joan was this elderly woman. I go into her apartment, and I'm so sorry to say, oh, my gosh, this place stinks. I thought it was her cats. I thought it was... No, what it was the lack of oxygen. She never opened her windows. She never aired out the place. I said to Marcy, why didn't you get her to air out her... Oh, she didn't want to have her windows open. She didn't want this. Well, she was having cats die on her lap. She had two cats die in her lap. And when she died, I think through lack of oxygen in her apartment, we got her cats. And we got like three of her cats. One of them ran away. And one of them had real thin fur. And the other one, Lily, she was like a full-grown kitten when we got her. She was born in Joan's apartment, but her fur was nearly off her body. And after she was here for a little while, her fur started coming back, and I took a photograph of her, like from her neck, from her head and her neck, her fur was growing back, but the rest of her body, her fur was nearly totally, almost totally gone. You could see her skin. Her fur was so thin. Well, now her fur is thick. What did it take? It was just oxygen. It's just that easy. So have some deep breathing. Don't go in places where you don't have much oxygen, because wherever you are, that's what you have to breathe. And a dear friend of mine has a neighbor who is polluting the area with horrible smells. Some neighbor had four pies sitting out, and she threw them away because of the odors outside. And my friend is even closer to her than that. She has a garden outside. She's eating out of the garden. Chickens have died. And it's just not good for them. So she's in her house and doesn't have the windows open. Get the hell out of there. Oh, she has value in the house. Well, Leilani Estates on the Big Island of Hawaii, they had lava coming out of the ground and just covered people's properties, where the ground opened up and people left their properties and they have their lives. But some people find value in their, oh, I can't leave, I can't. Well, it's like a gold mine. You may be in a gold mine and there's gold there to get, but the canaries have died. It's time to get out of there, because you're not going to live very long breathing that air. So the air you breathe is so important. I'm going to talk about Elon Musk for a little while. Here's a fellow who was from South America. His mother was a model. And so he moved. He was a computer whiz, and he sold some computer things and made a lot of money. And when he moved to Canada, and then he came to the United States, now this is Elon Musk, who started Tesla Motors and also started SpaceX and outdid NASA. So Elon Musk comes to this country and he says, hey, you know, there's the American dream in this country, and I, you know, my dream is to make a company even bigger and better than NASA, do things that NASA, the National Aeronautics Space Administration, couldn't even do, run by the American public, funded by the American public. He says, I'm going to outdo them. Well, he did. He outdid them, and he has... He bought Tesla Motors when it was an infant company, and he put his money into that company, and he made the Roadster, and then he made the Model S, and then he made the Model X, and now he made the Model 3. And I've sat in all those models, and I've drove a Model S once, and that was a lot of fun. I mean, I just had fun putting my foot in the accelerator and taking it off and feeling the regenerative braking. But why am I telling you this? Because they test those cars in the building. There's no pollution coming out of those cars. A friend of mine who lives just 5 miles from here, she came over here in her Passat, her nice blue Passat diesel. And this is, I'll say, a year or so ago. And I was impressed because Volkswagen made a diesel car that was less polluting than all the other diesels around. And I thought, wow, here's Volkswagen. They outdid everybody. But how do they do that? They just lied. They lied about their report. Well, now, her name's Lauren. Now she has to get rid of her Volkswagen Passat diesel. She said, I love this car. But she has to get rid of it because it will not pass the admissions and in the state of New Jersey. So she has 2 more days. Today's the 28th, 3 more days until September the 1st, and she's going to lose her car. I suggested, hey, if you want to buy a car that doesn't pollute, order a Model 3, a Tesla Model 3. It'll take 2 to 4 months to arrive, and you can just plug it in, never go to a gas station again. The only thing it'll need is windshield washer fluid. You won't be replacing brakes. You won't be replacing timing belts or water pumps or fuel pumps or oil pumps or just all this stuff it doesn't have. And you can plug it into your house, and even if you don't plug it into 50 amps, it's just, I would love to have a Model 3. I'd love to have an electric car. I don't want to pollute, but let's get back to the violet ray color. And so in my Otto Warburg page, the prime cause and prevention of cancer. Now, this is from Dean Burke, and I received this from George Freebot. And I have from page 2, page 5, page 5, page 6, page 6, page 6, page 12, page 15, and page 16. Things I took out of here that you need to read. Or if you'd like to read all 16 pages, I have a link on here that you can read all 16 pages. And this is about getting ozone, getting cleaning your blood, keeping your body clean. And so I went through Electricity for Health and Oxygen and Otto Warburg. And I didn't quite know what I was going to record this hour, but I thought, well, let me talk about the violet ray generator and the violet color. When you look at my website and you see all the links have that violet color, I'm commemorating Tesla's violet ray machine and the violet color of oxygen. The violet color of the spark, of lightning. And this website, I'm going to say again, we're going to get around to getting electricity out of the earth and lightning hitting the earth. But we'll get around to that. So I'm going to close. My gosh, I finished this hour. I hope to have some other people on to make it more interesting than just my voice. I don't want to just take up everything, but there's a fellow I've been told to go visit that he's making a Tesla coil. And now I've had 3 people tell me about him. So I've got to go visit this fellow. And I'll ask him if he can do a podcast with me, either in person or we can do it with Skype and he can do it from his home. But you'll be able to hear that in the future. And I want to close and just say that Nikola Tesla was from Venus. And he brought us all these wonderful things. He was able to look at our Earth and he was given these things from Venus. So I'm going to close and thank everyone for listening. And okay, do it again next time. All right, bye.